Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn. The power within. Damn, damn, damn.
Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast. Underdogs, listen up. I've got a great underdog, true underdog bite for you today. Ways to escape the 9 to 5. You know, we all get burned out. We go in there, we grind every day, we give everything we've got, we get home, we're exhausted, we're tired, we're looking for those moments for maybe some us time or to relax or to recoup or to reset, and we struggle. Because it then carries into when we get home. We're answering the phones at 6 and 7 and 8 p.m. We're taken away from our spouse, taken away from our kids, taken away from ourselves. You have to find a way before your 9 to 5 to have you time. Sleep is overrated. You should not be sleeping more than 5 or 6 hours a day. If you're an entrepreneur or you're out there to take on the world and you want to bust your ass, you can find the time. Get up earlier. There's a lot of people get up 4 and 5 a.m. I don't do that. I get up at like 6. But find you time. Go to the gym. Reset your mind. Do some cardio. Go do some cryo. I love cryo. Jumping into the ice chamber, game changer. Resets my mind, gets my endorphins kicking in. Drive around and crank the music up. I love playing 80s or hard rock or some old school rap, even some of the new rap, and just let my mind jive. Just let everything kind of reset. Kind of take some of you time. Maybe you're a gamer. Maybe you're younger and you're a gamer. I used to game when I was a young man. That used to be my reset. Like, hey, I got to play Madden or I got to play this Navy SEAL SOCOM game. I need some time for me. You need to be able to find that time for you. You need to also find that time for your family. But you need to find that time for you, because if you don't have time for you, then you're no good to your business, your 9 to 5, and you're no good to your family. You need to be able to take vacations. What I like to do, and what my business partner Kevin always mentions, which I love, is when he's on a trip, he's looking forward to the next trip. He tries to do a trip every quarter, you know, every 3-4 months. I think that's a good idea. You know, you don't have to go out and splurge and do one monstrous trip. You break it into 4 small or medium trips to where you can just reset your mind and check out for a little bit. You know, us entrepreneurs, we never really check out. But you can start, instead of working 9 to 5 when you're on vacation and answering calls till 10 o'clock at night, put it to the side and make it an hour or two during your days off. Let me check on it for an hour or two. The rest, you're going to have to entrust and empower people to run your business. Or if it's a job, learn to check out. You have to reset your mind or you're no good. You have to put that mindset that, hey, look, I've got to recharge and I've got to do something for me. You know, it's hard if you're a husband or you're a wife and you're a mom or you're a dad and you've got kids. It's hard to juggle. I struggle with that all the time. I come home and then it's like, oh, my wife wants to hang out. Okay, well, then my kids are like, hey. I mean, that's a battle. Everybody goes through it. You just have to make quality over quantity. I try to tell my kids, look, I might be working hard. I might be busy as heck, but I'm going to make the moments we have count. I'm going to make it a difference. I purposely go in there to do prayer with them every night. Well, one of them likes to do prayer. The other two just kind of yell at me to get out of the room. But I purposely do that every night because then I get a little bit of their time. I take them to school in the morning, you know, when we have school. I take them because it's time for me to cut up and enjoy them before my 9 to 5. And then I crank up the music and I do me. And I go to the gym and I work out. Maybe you need to meditate. Maybe you need to do yoga. Maybe you need to, I love Pilates. Do Pilates. Run. I wish I could run. If I run, there's a problem. That means something's going on. I'm not a runner. I see runners running. I get excited. I'm like, damn, they make running look fun. I want to run. I can't run. But I do yoga, I do Pilates, I'll work out, I'll stretch, I'll meditate. You know, I find ways to get me time. And look, that is a battle and a struggle. You know, as human beings, our body is like a machine and we have to be able to crank certain parts up and down. And we just have to really reset our mind and think, okay, how do we escape that grind? how do we escape, you know, our, you know, work taking our soul sometimes? Now, some people a little different than me, they enjoy the journey the entire time. I keep going to the destination, keep kicking it. I should enjoy the journey more. That's my downfall. But you can't enjoy the journey too much because then you'll just sit there and enjoy it and then you won't get to where you're going. There is a balance. I probably do it the other way too much. I'm working on that. I need to enjoy the ride a little bit more. But folks out there need to not enjoy it so much to where then you just don't go do anything. You know, you just, I lost everything or I didn't follow my dream. I talked about it, but I didn't execute it because I was too busy celebrating. It's okay to celebrate. It's okay to enjoy some moments and make them count, quality over quantity. But it's not good to just sit in there and throw a party for every little accolade that you get and you lose focus of what you're doing. You know, it's important to stay laser focused. It's important to, you know, reset your mind. And it's important to work out, I think. You know, I eat like crap. I mean, everybody knows that I've got I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. I got a pool bod, right? So if I go in from you know, mid-chest up, I look kind of like a badass. And I get out and like, oh yeah, he's a dad. You know, he eats bad. You know? And I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable with that. I play for the tie. My son makes fun of me. Dad, you work out all the time. You don't really lose weight. Well, I work out all the time so I can eat what I want. I love food. You know, maybe one day I'll want something different, but I'm good with that right now. You know, as long as you're comfortable with who you are and what you are, that's okay. But I think that everybody needs to find a way to escape that by looking forward to your day. I mentioned this in a podcast recently. Find three positive things every day that you can tell yourself that you're going to accomplish that day. And that might make that 9 to 5 a little bit better. You know, but when you're commuting to work, whether you're driving or, you know, you're taking a bus, whatever it is, if you're going to work, use that time to crank up some music and think and reset, get some headphones in. You have to be able to do that. Music is so key. It can be so inspirational, motivational. It can just make you feel good. It can also make you feel sad, and that's okay to get those feelings in. You can't keep these feelings inside to where they just burst with explosions. You got to get stuff out. You know, if you get sad, you get pissed, that's okay. Let it out and then make your day a little better. Get that shit off. Don't let it sit there and fester. It's not going to do anything but hurt you. It's going to hold you down. You know, I know the alarm goes off like, oh, I got to go to work again today. You got to not look at it that way. That's a negative way to start your day. You need to go, oh, I'm going to kick some ass today. I've got a ton I'm going to accomplish today. You know, take time at night when you're laying in bed and you're thinking, reflect on what you did. Be proud of yourself, pat yourself on the back, and go to bed and get up and do it again the next day. But make sure you find those moments. I also do some therapeutic thinking in the shower, right? Because I don't ever have time. I mean, I have 29 hours worth of shit to do in a 24-hour day. Like, that's my life. But I take time in the shower to make it count, like to think and reflect and come up with ideas. I mean, that's what I do. I crank up the music when I can, if nobody's asleep, if everybody's up, in the shower. Yeah, I think it's important to take those moments. Maybe COVID, you're working from home. That is depressing. I've done that. It sucks. Find a way to go for a ride. Go grab a coffee. Just go for a drive. Go for a run, ride a bike, listen to some music before you start your day. Or after. Maybe your morning's too busy. Come home and then take 30 minutes to yourself, an hour to yourself. When you do that, it doesn't seem like you were drained so much. You have to do that. You have to make time for yourself. You need to not let your job or your business control you. You need to control it. It's okay to be all in. I am. It's okay to have a lot of shit to do. I do. I think that's healthy. But it's not okay to let it control you, to let it define you. You need to take the bull by the horns and you need to pick how you're going to live your days. And when you go to bed, you should be smiling and proud of the things that you don't think negative, the things that you accomplished, and excited about what you're going to accomplish the next day. And set that time for you. Also, set some time for your family. Quality over quantity. We are all busy. We are all busting our butts. I've got to do a better job. I'm challenging myself every day to be better, to find more time for other people. I mean, I feel like I do pretty good with my kids and wife and you know, my business. But I need to spend more time as a sibling and as a friend. You know, I got to carve out more time. Different times in your career and your life are going to be busier than others. Right now, I am busy. I told you, 29 hours worth of work with 24 hours to do it. And I still have to sleep 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day. So, you know, I have to figure out, you know, how I can coordinate that time. I like to make phone calls when I drive. I like to listen to music when I drive. I like to listen to music when I shower. I like to make phone calls. Anytime that I'm going for a walk or I'm on a treadmill or any kind of thing like that, I try to knock some calls out, check in with people, say what's up, do some work. Maybe, you know, reach out to a friend. How are you doing? Shoot a text. Before I go to bed, I try to text one or two people that I haven't talked to in a while just to check in on them. Give them some love. Hey, man, how are you? What's going on, man? Hey, appreciate you. Love you, man. Be great. I think that's important. Right before you go to bed, knock a couple of those out. It could go a long way and really help out one of your friends, one of your peers, one of your family members. It's the same thing in the morning. You get a few minutes in the morning. Maybe you're waiting for your coffee to, you know, be made. You're heating up some toast and ready to rock and roll. Hey, shoot a text to a friend or two. Hey, man, just thinking of you today. Hey, hope you crush it today. Those things go a long way for people. And, you know, we don't do that enough. You know, we're here to serve. We forget that. And when you're working, you're serving whatever job it is. You're serving the people that your company that you work for, that you own, serves. You know, you're doing what you're supposed to do. And maybe you don't work. Maybe you stay at home with kids. That's still a grind, 9 to 5. You're like, where's my husband or where's my wife? They need to get their butts home and take over this. That should happen too. There's a trade-off, right? There should be time for each one of you to have that escape and reset your mind. But I'm challenging every one of you guys today. Don't make up excuses. I can't find time. Bullshit. If you want something bad enough, you'll make time. Take it out of your sleep. Sleep's overrated. Take it out of your sleep. Find time. You know, instead of Netflix and fucking Amazon and watching shows, instead of watching 3 shows tonight, watch 2 shows and spend that 30 minutes for yourself that you show you didn't watch. You know, go meditate, go do something for yourself. Sit down and watch the sunset. Figure out ways, quality over quantity, to carve out 30 minutes to an hour for you. It's important. Otherwise, you will get burned out. And that 9 to 5 will crush you and you'll let it control you. And you can't let that 9 to 5 control you. You can't let your work, your business, your life control you. For the entrepreneurs out there, 9 to 5, that's not the deal. It's 24/7, 365. But you still need to find time to take a break. You need to find time to breathe, to reflect, to pat yourself on the back sometimes. You know, you're entitled to be proud of yourself and be happy of what you're doing. Challenge yourself every day with 2 or 3 positive things you're going to do. Tell yourself at night before you go to bed, hey, I did a couple of these things. That's great. So you can sleep with a smile. And then wake up and rather than go, oh, that alarm, be like, yes, I'm kicking today's ass. I'm going to learn something today. I'm going to serve somebody today. I'm going to empower and change something today. When you look at it and you set your mindset like that, I promise, the days are easier. They're never perfect. There's always problems. There's always shit. We all have feelings. But it does get easier. Make sure you check out our podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the YouTube channel, jasonwaller.com, trueunderdog.com. Bam!
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby. Bam!
Underdog. Damn. Unleash the power.